This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, now that most of us are shut-ins, the world is getting a little bit interesting, isn't it? Anyway, it'll all normalize here pretty soon. I have faith. Josh Hancock, Hollywood car consultant for the stars and the apocalyptic world that he lives in Hollywood. I saw a picture of the 405 freeway down there in Los Angeles, Josh. The stretch between Sunset Boulevard and LAX, Century Boulevard. And it was like there was probably like 10 or 20 cars in this giant long, you know, it was like an aerial view. And you could see just a car here, a car there. Is that real or did somebody Photoshop that? Is there still traffic in L.A.? That's what I'm asking.
It's funny. There are times when there's no traffic.
Must be nice.
You're just like, wow. I mean, you know, it's a lot more apocalyptic to us who live in city centers than it is to you in Oregon. You see no change in the squirrel traffic.
Right.
But you look out your window, it's kind of the same. Here, I drove through Rodeo Drive. It was empty.
Yeah. New York City is the same way. Chicago, it's a ghost town right now. Las
they're
Vegas?
They're actually taking the merchandise out of those store windows and putting them in Brinks trucks and taking them away in case we have looting.
Yeah, well, and I saw, you know, it's funny. You're talking about that, and Josh and I live, you know, about 1,000 miles apart. I grew up in Southern California where Josh is. He grew up in Maine, but we all move around the country. That's how we are. I'm living in Oregon. I've been here since 1980, almost 40 years, coming up this summer, 40 years since I moved from California to Oregon, Southern Oregon. I love it. I went fishing the other day. You probably saw that on my Facebook page. I went fishing, floating the river, didn't catch a darn thing, but it was just a beautiful day. But it's so interesting how here we don't have a Rodeo Drive, but the barbershop definitely boarded up his windows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what I got to do? Want to steal one of your barber chairs, a comb, a couple of pairs of scissors? You know, but I mean, people are taking it differently. You know, it's.
Do you know what a Flobee is?
Yeah, I have a Flobee. You think I get this beautiful coif? What do you think? Right?
I have your whole family's going to have Flobee haircuts.
It's what do you mean, Gunu? What is this? I live in Oregon. Didn't we talk about that? Oh, my God, that's funny. But, you know, people are looking at this in a completely wrong way. It's not like zombies are coming. It's not like War of the Worlds where the aliens are going to be, you know, shooting through the gigantic eyeball. Remember the War of the Worlds? You know, the laser beam through the eyeball of the creature. It's like it's a flu that we need to know more about, and we need to just kind of stay put so we don't give it to each other. And I think it's smart. It's good. It's a sad thing. It's really beaten the living hell out of our economy. Fortunately, the entrepreneurs of this world, you and me and people like us, are going to figure out a way to make good with all this when Trump opens the marketplace back up. So I'm not too worried about it.
I'm making homemade toilet paper out of my coffee paper. I have a shred. I have a thing that slices it.
I told you a long time ago, I had invented reusable toilet paper. It didn't go over well before. I think I'm going to go back to the patent office, and I'm going to try again. We're going to take a little break. Don't go all apocalyptic on us, people. Chill out. Clean the garage. Work on your car. Work on your hobby. It's going to be okay. Turn to the scripture. What else? What else you going to do? You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back with more. She started to dance. Every soul in the room keeping
time with their hands. And we sing, stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to The Drive, kind of hanging out at home during the apocalypse, or whatever we're calling this, the coronavirus chill out. Our show brought to you in part by Dodge. Every 2020 Dodge Charger, every 2020 Dodge Challenger, they got the whole thing going on called the Dodge Power Dollars. If you want a Dodge Power Dollars deal, you can go into the Dodge Power Dollar Deal showroom, which is all of them, and get $10 off, $10 off for every Dodge Charger, for every horsepower on the Dodge Charger and Challengers. Pretty sweet deal. It's called Dodge Power Dollars, and it's out there. So hurry up to your local Dodge dealer. I do believe during this crazy time, because of the showrooms or the service departments, that the dealers are still open. Josh Hancock joining us here. My buddy, my pal,
well,
he's the Hollywood car guy.
The parts and service is allowed to be open in California, but not the new car side.
Yeah. Well, you can still go online and you can find out the car that you want and start negotiating. And now, I guess, is probably a pretty good time to do it. There may be some deals to be had, I think.
To that point, our friends at Galpin Ford, which we both know, they immediately jumped into a... They have a whole computer program to buy your car at home, and they'll deliver it today.
See that? And you know what else? I noticed that GM is doing zero financing, 0% interest. Ford, our local dealer over here up in Oregon, was doing a zero interest on 2019. So I don't know whether they're doing 2020s also, whether Ford Motor Company has done that. But I think all the other car makers are offering some pretty good deals right now. So if you're financially secure, now's a good time.
We've seen some activity. I mean, there's an article today in Autoblog of a, and this is a barn find sale, and people are still buying cars. But you're going to love this. 1978 LTD Country Squire with 5,000 miles. Did you see it?
Yeah. I thought, you know what?
Did you see the number?
How much was it? No.
$45,000.
What? Oh, it was like $12,000 or something when I first saw it. Oh my gosh!
It was a time capsule though. The car is absolutely perfect.
That is so weird. See, to me, hold on. Let me give you my butt, then you can give me your butt. Now that doesn't sound right. My butt is it's a 78. It's got that nasty, horrible carburation setup they had in the late 70s when they were doing the gas crisis. Personally, I'd like to see a little newer with the fuel injected model. I think didn't come out till 80, 82 maybe. I don't even know when they changed over. I'm not that well versed on, you know, Crown Victoria wagons or whatever that thing is. But I don't know. Those carburetors are a mess. But anyway.
If you just look at the car, the aesthetic of the car is gorgeous. It's got hideaway headlights.
Yeah, 5,000 miles.
Grill, but, I mean, it's a beautiful car. Go ahead and throw a different motor in there.
You shouldn't have to, though. 5,000 miles shouldn't have to. Just rebuilding the carburetor is a pain in the butt. Who does that anymore?
Those numbers. Come on.
I know.
Who would think you're going to pay $45,000 for that car?
But here's the funny thing. Let's just juxtapose that against being able to buy, say, like a Jaguar F-Pace or whatever it is you can buy, SUV loaded. You can buy that old wagon, or you can buy a brand new Kia Telluride fully loaded, or, you know, I mean, there's so many things you could get for that kind of money.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever, but you got the collectors out there that are trying to fulfill their wildest dreams and have the collection. It's just today, me and my buddy, Peter Frampton, Framson. He's a partner of mine. And I'm going to send this to him. So, Peter, I think my car collection is better than yours, but it was awesome. And when I say collection, I mean like a bunch of junk. We were comparing our junk, you know, and it was hilarious.
Your collection is up on cement blocks.
Right. And so. You know what's funny? You're telling the truth. Half of it is. I was showing him, and it's great because when I have one, I'll give you an example to talk about a collection. I have a 1992 Volkswagen Wolfsburg Edition Cabriolet Rabbit. Right? White on white. Now, the engine is bad, and it's been sitting in my field, I'm going to say 8 years. But when I first got it, I paid $500 for it. When I first got it, I took a picture of it. I sent him the picture of it. It looks great. The picture of it today is there's berry vines growing through the top into the interior. You know, it's like, he thinks I have this great collection of these.
Didn't you sell that Olympic van, the Mercedes?
No. I have a 1984 Olympic torch relay bus when they did the Olympics in Los Angeles. Right. After the Olympics in 85, early 85, I went with a couple of guys down to the Olympic Committee. They were selling all the vehicles they used for the torch relay that they ran around the country, 14,000 miles or whatever it was. They ran across the country with the torch to light the Olympic torch, of which, you know, the Tokyo Olympics have been postponed for the entire year. But I bought all of the Olympic torch relay buses. They're 30-foot long buses. I still have one to this day. It's got 22,000 miles. It is a wonderful, it's a city that the rats have been living in now. It's a full-on city. It's got freeways in it.
Where are the vines on that?
They're all throughout. We'll take a little break. This is The Drive. We're reminiscing about our junk heaps in the backyard. Our car collections. We'll be right back. Sometimes we're not getting a thing. We were happy with the
joy the day would bring. Sneaking out. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, here we are across America. Thanks to our friends like Brembo for sponsoring our show. Brembo Brakes, the best brakes in the world. Choice of champions. That's my opinion, but damn it, I think that most everybody else in the world agrees with it. Anyway, Josh Hancock joining us. He's the Hollywood car consultant. He is in L.A. Apocalypse. A starts the word apocalypse. L.A. Trying to survive over there in Hollywood. JoshCarr.com is his website. You can find him there. Josh, so what have you been doing? I mean, what's Hollywood doing? How are you helping the Hollywood world with your job these days?
Well,
you know,
all of production is done. You know, I've helped unwind a few things and ship a few things around, but some of the biggest projects that I have usually are totally on hold, period.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, everything is on hold these days.
Business is zero.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, we were talking about auto reveals. You were supposed to go to Dearborn and see the Bronco, right? And they canceled that.
Right.
But now, they were also at that time, as soon as that was going to be done, if you went on Tuesday, on Wednesday, the world would have seen photos and gotten all the stats on that vehicle, and that just hasn't happened.
Well, you know, it's like, what was it, Hyundai? BJ and I talked about it. Hyundai had the reveal of their, you know, car. They were going to invite journalists from all over, and didn't they rent a movie studio? Where was that?
It was at the lot in West Hollywood that used to be Warner Hollywood. And I actually went.
You went?
And the production was amazing.
Wow. Wow.
Well, it's only because I know people on the lot, so I was able to go and see the whole setup. And it would have been, I mean, if you're there in person, look, it looked great online. There's no doubt about it. They spent a lot of money.
Right.
They saved a lot of money on lamb chops, but we would have all been there and, you know, wined and dined us. But they had people on cables flying through the air in front of the digital screens, and it was pretty elaborate.
Wow. Wow. So you got to be there. Well, that's, you're the Hollywood insider.
By the way, that's a really nice car.
Is it really? You know what? Listen, honestly, I mean, Hyundai and Kia and everybody. I mean, everybody that's making cars that are putting them on the streets today here in the United States. Forget about the Chinese junk. Everybody's making really good stuff right now. What a horrible, stupid time for this stupid virus to come in and wipe out our economy when everything was going so well. But you know what? Gas is cheap. A buddy of mine said it was like $1.39 or something. You know, it's like, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten gas in 2 weeks.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I know. Me too.
It's crazy. It's unprecedented.
But you're in Hollywood where it's still probably $5 a gallon over there. It's kind of crazy.
Well, no, it's actually come way down.
But, yeah. Well, that's going to put, you know. Listen, but here's how it's going to change. It's going to change our world of electric cars because all of a sudden the economy is shifting in all kinds of ways, and one where gasoline is coming down and the price of oil is coming way down. Will it go back up? I think it probably will. It takes a certain amount of money to get the stuff out of the ground, and I do believe right now it's less than what it takes to get it out of the ground, and we want to be energy independent, so we can't sell it at a loss, so it'll have to find that, you know, that whatever that line is where it takes it to get out of the ground plus a little profit. And but gold and silver going up, the stock market going down, then it goes up and down and up and down. Every time Trump says something that everybody likes, the stock market goes up 1,500 points. And then he says something that pisses everybody off, it goes down 1,500 points. So I think that, you know, we have to get some stability.
I'm wondering, and I think that people, if this goes on for a while, when everything starts back up and we get back into the car market, I think people are going to be less ostentatious. The average person with their car purchases.
Agreed.
You know, I think they're going to cut back a little bit, and this is going to be extremely good for the Hyundai and Kias of the world because they make these products that are super high quality with all these features. They're just not as flashy and they don't have the name recognition.
Right.
It's going to hurt the Lexuses and the Infinities of the world because
I think
people don't
further
want to step up
further up
premier badge.
I think the Bentleys and the I don't know how Jaguar is doing and Range Rover and like you said the cars that are the premium super duper premium
right.
People are going to be willing to settle for a lot less.
Well, it's funny. I looked yesterday at a list of cars that the most incentives are on. And surprisingly, the Kia Telluride is one of them, by the way.
Really?
They've got a lot of rebate money on that vehicle. I don't know why, because as we know, it's very popular. But the Jaguar XF, which is their midsize automobile, has like $13,000 off.
Wow. Wow.
Because when you're thinking about a Jaguar XF, you're probably stepping up a little bit and, you know, you might just go get the Accord or the Fusion instead because right now you're unsure. So you're not going to step up a little bit.
Well, I'm going to play this song for you. It's called Suicide Machines.
This is actually, great.
No, it's called SOS.
Is that an encouragement?
It's by the Suicide Machine. It's called SOS.
Really? Josh, you've lost all your work. Let me play you a song.
It's called SOS. All right, Josh. Thank you,
Alan.
Take care of yourself over there. Come visit me in Oregon.
All right.
All right. We'll take a little break. This is The Drive. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid,
BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, it is The Drive, and there ain't much better when your head is spinning and your butt is a little bit sore because you've run out of toilet paper, but to go out and take a drive, because at least you might find some toilet paper somewhere. BJ Colleen joining us now. Our show brought to you in part by Subaru and the new Outback. Go where love takes you. And hopefully that is to get some TP. You know, I think, though, just so you know, that the stores are starting to get stocked up again. I'm watching the news, and a couple of days ago, they had a guy in New York, and granted, obviously, New York is where it's hardest hit for this virus thing, and he was doing a FaceTime kind of a selfie thing, holding the camera, but the funniest thing is he was holding it up real high. Picture this. He was kind of a balding guy, but he was cutting off his face right at his eyebrows. So you see this floating bald head at the bottom of the screen, and he's talking, but he was holding, every now and then he'd lower it and you could see his face. But as soon as you look away, all you see is the top of his head, and then he'd bring it back down. And he's trying to show you the background of the store that was all empty. And it was so funny, and I remember making note of, somebody needs to teach that guy how to do a selfie, you know, and live FaceTime to the news organizations, right? And he's like, yeah, we're here in the store, and there's not that much good stuff, and, you know, it's like, look at this place, it's almost empty. And today, now somebody else is holding the phone. He's standing there, he's got his nice suit on, and he's like, yeah, here we are, same store we were last week, and look, the place is full again. And I thought to myself, well, that's good. You know, somebody said, yeah, that might have been the worst 2 minutes on television ever. But anyway, hi, BJ. How you doing? That's
awesome. It's an art form. There's no question, you know. But as my husband always says, hold the phone horizontally, not vertically. Okay? Yeah. That's rule number one.
Right.
Get the big picture in there.
Right.
It's funny. So
but,
well, we're not doing virus talk.
No, you know, we've done, everybody's talking about it, but it's like so on top of the mind. But yes, let's talk about cars, God forbid. It's a car show.
I mean, that's what this is a car show. Well, you know, and all the ugliness going on, little bright spots, and one of them is the Mustang Mach-E. You can reserve one now if you want to, all right? And of course, we're talking about the Mustang electric SUV. You know, that everybody's been talking about, and, you know, lots of controversy. And we've discussed it on the show before, whether it should really have the Mustang name. But, you know, the more you look at it, it really kind of is attractive. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to drive. Now, they've announced the pricing. It starts at $43,800 to $65,000. So there's a bunch of different trim levels. You can get the Select, the Premium. They're going to have a California Route 1 edition. And they're going to have a GT version, okay? So depending on the trim that you choose, it's going to change the targeted EPA estimated range. So the Select and the Premium range is about 230 miles. The California Route 1 edition is about 300 miles, which is about the best that is there. And the GT is going to be targeted at 250 miles of estimated range. So that's you know, pretty decent. It'll, you know, 300 miles will get you to LA to Vegas in one trip.
Yeah,
so that's a big plus.
Here's the deal. Route 1, where is Route 1? Is that actually a route? Highway 1?
Yeah, PCH.
Oh, power.
Yeah,
that, I knew there was. I was thinking, yeah. And the reason why is because it's only, you know, it's one of the only routes that has some electric charging stations on it. So it's actually the name of the vehicle, the name of the package is the only highway that you can drive all the way from one to the other on. Because, and so, let's just call it that then. It's like the I-5 edition has got a 48-gallon gas tank. Right.
Well, you know, I see what you're saying. But the Mustang always has gone with, you know, the California edition they had.
Right.
They've always had special names and things like that. So the Route 1, which is, I said PCH, but for those of you who aren't familiar with California, that stands for Pacific Coast Highway,
right,
which pretty much runs the length of the state and is a heck of a drive, probably one of the nicest scenic drives you will ever take in this state. Just don't get stuck behind a motorhome doing it, crying the whole time.
Right.
But well, it's just absolutely amazing.
So yeah. This is an all-electric vehicle. It's an SUV, kind of a crossover type of a vehicle built on a car platform. I personally still, as you know, I happen to be a Mustang lover, and I haven't driven this car. I've seen one or two in person. I don't know what it is. It's like looking at these electric cars that don't have grills and don't have some of the accoutrement that a vehicle, a fire-breathing engine needs. It just makes me feel like they look kind of like the Snake Man in one of the Star Wars movie. You know, little slits for a nose, no actual nose, just little slits in his face. It just looks bizarre to me. So I am not yet sold on the vehicle, but everybody that talks about driving them and that knows about them say that they're totally awesome. I hate to tell you, until I drive one and go, it's totally awesome, I ain't going to believe it till I put my butt in the seat. Anyway.
You know, and I don't think you're alone. I think, you know, selling the Mustang name to an electric vehicle, number one, to right. an SUV, number two, has got a lot of gut to do something like that, because we know how much controversy using that name has caused. Let's face it, I hate to be the one to say it, but I don't know how much longer the high-performance engines are going to be in a world that is so focused on climate change and everything else. And, right. and I don't want to see it go away, but actually, there will not be, you know, internal combustion engines, unfortunately.
Well,
I'm glad I'll be dead
you
before
know what?
That happens.
All I can tell you
way
is,
it's going.
Here's what, you know, I am so glad you're breaking up, because I didn't get to hear half of what you're saying. I'm not sure if that's my brain going, la, 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 I don't want to hear that. Or if it's just, if it's the, you know, it's the, it must be my electricians or my guys on the other side. They're like, don't let her say that. Oh, yeah, I don't want electric engines. You know, Cadillac has announced now they're going to GM and all the, you know, Volvo. Everybody's going, we're going electric. BMW, Audi. Give me that horsepower stuff. I want internal combustion. And that's why I think I'm going after another high horsepower car immediately, if not sooner. We'll be right back. Best off if you hang outside.
Don't come in. Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And the new Mustang, the Mach-E that BJ Colleen is talking about, is the, dare I say, strange relative of the Mustang, which the new GT500 I've been lusting after would have Brembo brakes. Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. I wonder what kind of brakes this car called the Mach-E will have. A Mustang Mach-E, all-electric car, we're talking about it. So I don't know. Do you know, BJ?
It'll have regenerative braking, obviously, but there'll still be mechanical brakes. But regardless, you should put Brembo's on them anyway, because they look so cool with the name there. So
I think that's performance. I think that Brembo makes brakes for everything. I don't know whether these in particular are Brembo. We're going to have to ask, because we're going to have Dan Sandberg, the president of Brembo, buddy of ours, just the nicest guy in the world. We're going to have him on the show, and we can talk about, you know, the world as it changes for the brake companies like Brembo. I mean, their world is all about racing, and it kind of trickles down into the everyday cars, probably where they make their money. But all the R&D is on the racetracks, and now you've got electric racing all over the place. So they have to make brakes for this stuff. I'm just curious about the Mach-E, but we'll ask that when he's on.
Okay, now I want you to do something for me, okay? I want you to clear your mind. Pretend we're not talking about an EV.
Oh, sorry. I tried. It hurt.
So now I'm going to tell you a couple of things, all right? And so your mind is clear. You don't know what car. I'm telling you that Ford's introducing a new vehicle, okay?
Okay.
It's going to have close to 300 horsepower, and it's going to be able to do 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, and you're going to get 100% of the torque the minute you step on the throttle. What do you think about that car?
Well, if it was an internal combustion, I'd love it. I'm joking. You know what? Listen, I'm the wrong guy to ask, because, you know, I'm an old, what do they call me, dragging my knuckles, knuckle dragger kind of a guy. Old, you know, when you cut me open, engine oil runs out. I'm just that kind of guy. So that's why I have people on the show that love electric vehicles, that are actually more in love with the electric vehicles of today than guys like myself. Got to have kind of like a variety of people on this show that have different kinds of feelings, because I am hardcore gearhead. You know what I mean? So yeah, leave me out of this question.
But don't get me wrong, though. I mean, I'm not, if somebody said, okay, here's a V10 and here's an EV, I'm not taking the EV. I'm not an idiot. If they're going to, you know, make you choose, you're always going to take the V10. You're going to take the performance because it sounds so good. But yeah, with the electric vehicles, you have to understand that you're not using gas. You're getting great performance. You know, you're not wasting your time stopping at the gas stations, and you can charge at home. So it's really more convenient. You've got a capability of getting up to $7,500 tax credit. So there's another bonus that'll bring the price down, and that GT is about $60,000. So there's some options there. But I want to get back to talking about reserving it. So all you have to do to reserve the vehicle is to get online at Ford.com and then pick out the vehicle that you want, design it, your colors, everything else, which trim level you want, and then put down a refundable $500 deposit. So even if you want to just get one and then, you know, sell it to somebody later, or, you know, just get on the list, you want to do that. And then beginning mid-2020, you can place your order because they'll call you from the dealership. And then in beginning in late 2020, they're going to start the shipments. Now, with what's going on with the industry and all the places shut down, chances are it's not going to happen beginning late 2020. It's probably going to end up happening over the first of the year. But right, it's going to be interesting, and we'll have to find out from somebody at Ford how many people have put a reservation in for these vehicles, because I think it's going to be pretty popular.
You know what's funny is I totally get it why they can do, let's see, here it is. American Ingenuity. Ford uses F-150 parts to design respirators as private sector combats COVID-19. So if they can make Mustang Mach-Es, of course they can make ventilators, because they're both electric. Sorry.
It's the That's truth. Reaching for it, buddy. I know. That's reaching for it.
I mean, you know, technically we should, these car companies, just like they did during the war, they can make a lot of things, which I think it's kind of cool personally.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just American ingenuity. And I think, speaking of that, you're going to see a lot of production coming back from China, whether it's for drugs or for cars or whatever else it is. I think people are realizing that we're safer if we just do it at home. And I'm not saying it's not a global society and people will continue to do that. But, you know, when you this comes to push and shove like we're going on right here, you know, it's better to stay closer to home for everybody and everything.
I agree. Here's my prediction, if I could do such a thing. I believe that because of all of this stuff that we're dealing with the fact that most of our pharmaceuticals today are made over in China, that they could literally cut us off from the ability to give our elderly and our sick people what they need when it comes to the pharmaceuticals. They've got us by the little parts down below, if you know what I'm saying. And it depends on who you are, of course, if they're little parts or not. The point that I'm trying to make here, without being crass, is that we should not put ourselves in a situation where if something like this happens and we have an economic war, that they can actually hurt us in such a way by cutting us off from the pharmaceuticals. So now we're going to start looking at who are truly our allies out into the world, and we're going to start making stronger relationships with them. You look at Israel, for example. Man, they stepped right up to the plate, and they have that malaria drug that they're sending us millions and millions of pills that will help to save lives and what have you. and we should only work with our allies. Look, the communists, the Chinese are communists. They want to take us over. They want us to fail because we owe them a crap ton of money right now. They want our economy to fail. And I don't care. You know, people could say, well, why can't we be friends? That's what I'm going to play, by the way. Because it's like with Gorbachev, you know, what was his name? Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So all I can say is that we'll still do business with them, I'm sure. But, boy, it's going to be a trust but verify kind of thing. We'll take a little break and be back with more. This is what I got to say. Trust but verify. We can be friends as long as I have the better upper hand. That's what we need to have. We'll be right back.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, don't forget, also, we're part of Drive Tribe now. Drive Tribe, you can download the app. You can become part of my tribe or Jeremy Clarkson or any of the guys from Top Gear. They're the ones that started it. It's a global concern. I was talking to the guys in London the other day from Drive Tribe, and they said their numbers have increased 126%. Week over week, because people are at home, and that's why the internet is so sucky lately. Notice how BJ's dropping out a little bit. BJ Colleen joining us, because everybody's on the internet watching videos of Alan Taylor on Drive Tribe, I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
I've been a dropout a long time ago, so I...
No, I was actually the dropout, but that's another story.
No, I wasn't. I went to college, did and I graduated.
Really? I did, too. I went to college to learn how to do welding, and then I said, all right, I'm done. See you, bye. Anyway,
it doesn't work that way.
Did for me. Believe as soon as I learned how to weld, I was done. But that's
it's right. Gone.
That's it. All right.
Well, you
so
know what? Welding is a hard job. So
it's a good thing
weld,
too. I you know what? That took me a long way. I was in just for a moment. I was in college long enough to learn how to weld, and the guy says, "Man, you're good." And I said, "Yeah, you know, I'm not doing this for the grade. I want to learn how to weld." And I said, "So I don't know if I'm going to be finishing the class because I was taking that in real estate, oddly enough." And it was a junior college, just to be clear. And so he says to me, look, don't quit, man. Don't quit. I love this guy because he was so sweet. He was trying to talk me into, staying in school so I could get a degree and all these different things. And all I want to do is go weld crap together. And so he says, look, I'll tell you what. He says, I'll give you extra credit and you can be a teacher's aide. Do you know I lasted about a week trying to teach full-grown adults how to weld? And I said, you know what? God love you. You have a special place in heaven because I could never be a teacher. These are just some really stupid people. We laughed real hard and I dropped out of college.
Said I'm done.
Exactly. Anyway, what else is on the docket here?
Well, speaking of tuning in and dropping out, Volkswagen has created, and don't get mad, it's another electric vehicle, something called the e-bully concept. And you know that we're not doing auto shows anymore. You know, everybody's announcing their concept and showing the vehicles. So when the auto shows pick back up, I think, like, especially if Detroit is the next show, we're going to see a slew of concept vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
So Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles has actually created something called the e-bully concept. Basically, what they did is they took a 1966 Volkswagen bus, a T1 Samba bus, and they turned it into an electric vehicle, which I think is really kind of cool.
What?
And, you know, the bus has always been called the Bully. That's kind of its unofficial nickname. But it's kind of cool because they took that old 43-horsepower four-cylinder boxer engine and they dropped in a new electric motor that delivers 82 horsepower and 156 pound-feet of torque. So this thing scoots because the original one only had 75 pound-feet of torque. So it's pretty cool. There's some great photos. I actually sent those photos over to your staff to tell them to load it up on Drive Tribe on your page.
Okay.
So people could go to your page and check out what this thing looks like because it is absolutely cool. It comes in in two different colors, Saint-Tropez and Saffrano Orange. And the Saffrano Orange is like stunning. I mean, it's just a modern take on the VW bus, but it's got amazing power. It's electric. The range will get you about 124 miles, but it's using a fast charging, so you can get up to 80% in 40 minutes.
Good Lord.
And that's pretty cool.
So wait a minute. Let me understand this. Is this a classic bus rewind kind of a deal?
That's exactly what it is. They've got a company called E-Classics that are doing T1 conversions. The prices start at 64,900 euros, which is $69,000 in the U.S. I don't know if it's over here yet. So if you're in Europe and you're listening, you can check this out at E-Classics or Volkswagen. But it is pretty cool what they do. The plug-in is in the back behind the license plate. So it's not like they've ruined the aesthetics of the exterior design of the bus. So it's
let me just clarify. You're not dropping off your old classic. They're building a brand new parts classic bus. Is that what they're doing?
No, they've taken an old bus.
Oh, so they're actually
the concept anyway.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to do like I said, a rewind where you drop it off and you pick it up. Wow. Or they're buying them and redoing them themselves. Probably the smarter way to go that way.
Yes, that's the way it looks. Wow. So, but it looks, it's just trick. So I sent the photo link over, and so we'll post on Drive Tribe. So everybody go and check your Drive Tribe page.
Right on.
So they can see what it looks like, because it's stunning. Absolutely stunning.
My pal, the voice of reason in my world, automotive journalist extraordinaire, BJ Killeen. Thank you, BJ.
Thanks as always, Alan. Stay well.
My pleasure. I will tell you that it is no time right now for any of us to do anything rash. Keep your head about you. Keep calm. Go. My favorite poem is Rudyard Kipling's If. Go read If. If you can keep your head about you when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. That's what we got to do right now. Keep your head about you. This is The Drive. We'll be back with another hour right after this.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, another hour and another day where we're all alone together. And that's the good thing about radio. We can just call our friends up and say, hey, Stephen Cole Smith, automotive journalist, Auto Week, Grassroots Motorsports. What have you been doing? So that's what we're doing right now. Hey, Steve, what have you been doing?
Somebody to talk to besides the attendant at McDonald's.
Right.
That's pretty much been my, even on a normal day, my human contact is the McDonald's person and toll booth attendant. Well, they have frozen all the tolls in Florida. So you just drive anywhere you want.
Oh, my gosh.
No tolls anymore. So that cuts half of my human contact down with, dropping 25 cents into this lady's,
right,
deal and 50 cents into the lady's deal when I go somewhere. So, yeah. Man, it's good to talk to you. It's been quite a while. And, we haven't talked since all this started. And it's hard to imagine. I just did a story for GrassrootsMotorsports.com looking at the whole issue, but then with a motorsports perspective. And 2 months ago, last Wednesday, we were at the Rolex 24.
Yeah.
The opening race for the entire race season. And shortly thereafter, the Daytona 500, and we thought everything was fine. And next thing you know, it isn't.
Mm. So. Well, so what is going to happen? You said you just wrote a big story for grassrootsmotorsports.com. Can you share it out there a little bit? People can go read it, but give us a, you know, kind of a thimbleful of the information. What's the motorsports world going to do?
Well, the problem, Alan, is that, you know, it's down here in Florida, when this first started, a friend of mine and I likened it to the period right after 9/11, you know, when you were so unsettled and didn't know what to do, and it just, the world was just rocked, combined with the biggest hurricane in the world coming straight at us.
Right.
Because 9/11 didn't necessarily make us run to, you know, the Winn-Dixie store and stock up on toilet paper.
Right.
But hurricanes do. But this is so open-ended. You know, we don't know whether, like President Trump says, we'll be all back in church on Easter and everything will be great, or if something will be really, really bad. I mean, Wuhan was locked down finally, you know, the city where this started in China. And that lockdown comes off April 8th, and that's 76 days that they've been locked down.
Whew.
So, you know, how long is it going to take for us? How long before we feel okay? But,
right.
You know, as far as the motorsports world goes, there was some racing March 14th and 15th. I went to a short track. There was a Sports Car Club of America race. And then that was Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Trump came out with the no gatherings of 10 people or more. And even the little tracks that were trying to make a go of it gave up. I mean, the track that my wife Debbie and I went to that Saturday night, it was a dirt track. I mean, you've been to short tracks, you
right.
know. It's outside. There's a nice breeze. Everybody's maintaining. You know, the stands were so full that you couldn't sit easily 6 or 8 feet away from somebody else.
Right.
You know, I interviewed the winner of the sprint car race. You know, by holding my microphone. You know, a respectful distance away. We didn't shake hands, and we all agreed that we felt we were a lot safer than we were that morning jammed in Walmart trying to buy hot dogs and hot dog buns and toilet paper.
Right.
So, you know, we're thinking this is what we're giving up, but it's okay to, you know, cram everybody into a store and, you know, try to get provisions. So, you know, it's amazing around the country to watch the governors and the way they've handled it differently. And some, like Cuomo, you know, lockdown, don't do this, we'll call you in the fall and you can come out.
Right.
And then we've got Governor DeSantis, a Republican here in Florida, that I thought was going to be a really crappy governor and has turned out to be a pretty good guy.
Well, he's very controversial right now, too. There's some that are so mad at him. They're calling for, like, recalls, want him to step down and all this. Don't go anywhere, Steve. We've got to take a little break.
Okay.
We're talking about how this whole crazy virus thing is affecting our world and the things that we love. In this case, motorsports. Stephen Cole Smith, automotive journalist extraordinaire. He does work for Auto Week Automobile Magazine and grassrootsmotorsports.com. You can find his story. I think he said it was like 2,600 words on how it's going to affect our future of motorsports. We're going to continue talking on the other side. You're listening to The Drive. This life ain't good enough.
I'll give my world to live. Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. You have to think about that for a minute on the other side there. Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. And I know that we're planning on having also the president of Brembo Brakes on, because our world is being affected in all kinds of different ways, especially the racing world right now in our hobby. The auto manufacturers are now making ventilators and all kinds of interesting things. It's a strange new world out there. Stephen Cole Smith joining us. He's got a big story about how will it really affect all of us in the motorsports and the car hobby at grassrootsmotorsports.com. Gigantic article. We're just kind of skipping a rock across it. So, Steve, with the motorsports world so upended, upside down, and inside out right now, maybe you could give us a few more insights on how it's going to how you see it's going to affect us and them.
Okay. You know, I've looked at the major series, NASCAR, Formula One, NHRA, IndyCar, and IMSA, and everybody is guessing when they'll be back. You know, how many races do I have to cancel, and then we'll be okay by fill in the date here. Let's take a look at NASCAR. They got in their first three races, starting with the Daytona 500, and then Phoenix was March 8th. After that, postponed Atlanta, Homestead, Miami, Texas Motor Speedway, Bristol, Richmond, Talladega, and Dover, which is May 3rd. At present, NASCAR thinks its first race back will be Martinsville on May 9th.
Whew.
And they have not canceled any of those races. They postponed all of them. But the only two weekends NASCAR has off between now and the end of the season were the two weekends where the Summer Olympics were going to air, because they didn't want to go up against the Summer Olympics. Well, the Summer Olympics are now the 2021 Olympics.
Right.
So that leaves a hole of two weekends, July 25th, 26th, and August 1st and 2nd, that are off. And so it looks like a good chance they can get some of those races in there. Where they're going to get in the other races, I have no idea. Five of the seven tracks they come back to later this year. Like, they'll come back to Talladega. So would they possibly have a doubleheader, which they already have at Pocono this year? You know, they're going to Pocono one time. They got a race Saturday and a race Sunday, which fulfills a contract with Pocono for two races, but it only means they have to go there once. And that was before the virus. So could they have a Saturday-Sunday Talladega? Could they have a Saturday-Sunday Texas? I don't know. You know, other than that, we're looking at running some races during the week. You know, people have wondered, would it work on a Wednesday night? Well, we may find out. But anyway, NASCAR and IndyCar both are looking to come back on May 9th. Mm. The series that's really out there is Formula One, because you know what a huge circus that is to move from, you know, not one city to another, but one country to another.
Right.
And they've really gotten screwed. The Australian Grand Prix was a season opener. That's been canceled. Mm. Vietnamese Grand Prix postponed. Chinese Grand Prix, yeah, they're going there for sure. That's very postponed.
Right.
Because Shanghai and Wuhan are pretty close together. The Dutch Grand Prix postponed. Spanish Grand Prix postponed. Monaco Grand Prix canceled. Mm. And the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, scheduled for June 7th, was just postponed 2 days ago. Mm. Meaning the F1 series would open in Canada on June 14th. That would be the first F1 race of the year.
Wow.
And then go all the way through the rest of the season, including Texas, which is October 25th. So,
well, you know what's interesting about all this, though, Steve? And you said in the commercial break to me, you said, you know, I'm at my place just doing some things right now, taking care of some stuff. That's what we all really, really needed anyway, was a little right. bit of time in our lives. And here it is. Now what we do with it, what we choose to do with it, is really the most important thing. I mean, are we going to learn something from this by the lives that we've been living and, you know, maybe take care of some of the stuff we haven't taken care of in the past? I personally think that there's going to be a silver lining in this somehow. I don't know what it is quite yet, but something good has got to come out of this. Let me take another break. We'll come back with more Stephen Cole Smith. You can find his big story in grassrootsmotorsports.com. Huge story on how this Chinese virus is going to affect the racing world. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow, man. Wait a second, man.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Thanks to our sponsor in Subaru and the new Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you, Subaru. I'm Alan Taylor, and Stephen Cole Smith joining us. Yes, yes, there will be casualties. And it may not be all people. It may be our lifestyle. Our lifestyle right now is pretty much dead until such times this whole storm that we're in blows over.
Well, there was a great little memo on Facebook when this got started. It talked about the sacrifices our forefathers had to make, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam. We are being asked to sit at home and watch Netflix. And the last line was, I think we'll get through this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been strange. You know, it's a new world, but having some forced downtime, it hasn't sunk in on me yet. I think it will probably by next week, to where, wait a minute, I've got some time. There's projects I need to do. I don't really have any writing to do. Let's just hang out and relax and, you know, stay home. I mean, I'm living on 5 acres here in the middle of the woods. There are worse places.
So. Exactly. You know what's funny, too, is that even though I am forced to not work right now, I have more stuff I'm getting done, I believe, than I've ever gotten done. The stuff that has been pushed to the side, that's on the banks of the river just sitting there dying. You know, I all of a sudden I'm able to pay attention to those things, but it's very interesting. All right, let's get back to F1.
First thing I got to ask you, you put up a picture of your Chevrolet Dually, which I'm in love with,
on the side of the road.
That apparently had broken down by the side of the road. I mean, is it okay?
You know what? I hadn't driven it in so long that the, it's still got a distributor cap and points. It's that old. And it just, the points just kind of went out right in the middle of everything, and it just lost electricity. And so we put a new cap and rotors, whatever. He put the ignition parts that were bad. But I thought it was kind of odd. It just like somebody turned off the ignition. Point is, I haven't driven it in so long. And here's another one. I haven't driven a manual transmission in 3 or 4 months. I started thinking about the other day, I got behind the wheel of a manual. I was like, oh my gosh, this feels very foreign to me. So it's like even talking about, you know, cap and rotor, my brain went just now. It's like, I almost like, did I say that right? You know, I mean, man, our lives have changed and we've become soft. But anyway.
Yeah, there was a Genesis G70 6-speed manual that came through. And I get in and I push the button and nothing happens. And you know, I don't really look around and I'm waiting. This is a manual, a G70 Genesis, a manual. I got to push the clutch in before I push the button.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how many times I pushed the button and forgot to put the clutch in because I just wasn't used to a manual in a luxury car. But it was fun. I don't know if I wanted it, but it was fun.
It's so interesting, though, how our lives in the last 5 years have changed, and everything, like my brain is going soft from not having to change gears, not having to find the key because my car has, keyless ignition. Like you said, push button. I just have to have the key on me. When I went to go get a key the other day, it was like so weird to put the key in the ignition of my old pickup. So, life is changing. Do me a favor. I got about 2 minutes. I want one more segment with you because we're not getting through enough of the talk. But what's going to happen, like with the Indy 500, for goodness sake? That's just around the corner.
Let's run through IndyCar. We mentioned Roger Penske bought the series and bought the Indy 500.
Right.
And he thought it was going to be great. But the Indy 500 is Memorial Day weekend, May 24th. They've already lost the season opener at St. Petersburg, then Barber in Alabama.
Wow.
Then Long Beach is canceled.
Yep.
And then the IndyCar Challenge at Circuit of the America. All are canceled, not postponed. So right now, the Indy Road Course race on May 9th is supposed to open the series, but I don't think it will. I think it's going to be, if they're lucky, the Indy 500 on May 24th. And, man, if he has to reschedule the 104th running of a race that big, where in the world do you put it? I mean, Labor Day weekend, you'd be up against the postponed Kentucky Derby, and you already have a race in Portland. I have no idea. But right now, IndyCar has 13 races left, ending the season September 20th. And they've got a pretty good shot at a fairly complete season. But, you know, just like NASCAR and the Daytona 500, IndyCar's got to have the Indianapolis 500. And, man, I am glad I'm not Roger Penske having to make the decision about what to do about that.
I know. Well, and sadly, it could be his greatest day and it could be his worst day if he makes it's like a toss of a coin almost, you know?
Absolutely. And then they go straight to the Detroit Grand Prix, and that's his baby too.
Yeah.
You know, he basically got that race restarted. So, you know, he's, and the, as you know, the North American International Auto Show, which was postponed from January this year, moves to right in the middle of the race in Detroit. So if one of those doesn't happen, I mean, this is just decimating the automotive industry. And, man, they need some good news, and it would be good news to be able to put in ink on the calendar, we're going to be going to Indy on May 23rd.
Yeah. I think possibly Penske will wait and see what happens over the next few weeks. Trump was saying, you know, we're going to be back open for business, America is, by you know, middle of April anyway.
Yeah.
And let's just hope that happens, because how long can we hold out? One more quick segment with you on the other side here. Stephen Cole Smith, big story in grassrootsmotorsports.com. I think he said it was like 2,600 words on how this coronavirus is going to affect the racing and motorsports world. We'll be right back. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So I'm working with Drive Tribe now, and I've talked about that a little bit, but we're putting up almost like a video or something every day. Go to drivetribe.com and download the app, and then look for Alan Taylor or The Drive. You can find me in the area called Celebrities. I don't know why they put me there, but that's all right. But they're putting us under classic cars. I got a lot of videos and stuff that I'm putting up. And their traffic, they were saying, has increased over 100%. 126% is what they actually said. It's amazing, because people are stuck at home. And it's wild. Anyway, thanks to the friends at Drive Tribe, a global audience now. Stephen Cole Smith joining us, grassrootsmotorsports.com. Big story on what's going on in the motorsporting world. We talked about the Indy 500 and what may happen there. We talked a little bit about NASCAR, but what about NHRA and IMSA, Steve?
Yeah, and by the way, you are a celebrity.
I don't know. What do you do? You know, like, you are too.
Started out the drag racing season February 9th. That happened. The Arizona Nationals in Phoenix happened. And then the shoe dropped. The Gainesville Gator Nationals, just up the road from me on March 13th, was postponed. Mm. And then the Four Wide Nationals in Vegas. And the next race the NHRA has is Houston, April 19th. And they think they will be able to run that race. They're by far the most optimistic of all the series. That's 3 weeks earlier than the planned comebacks for NASCAR and IndyCar. So there must be some good virus-resistant folks running drag racing. And last but not least, IMSA, you know, we got in 24 hours of Daytona. 2 months later came Super Sebring, and it just petered out. That was scheduled for March 18th through 21st. It's been postpone to end the season November 11th or 14th, and you know, it's going to be tough to see how many people can come back. The Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 17th and 18th, paired with IndyCar, that has been canceled, as was St. Petersburg, because you just can't reschedule a street race. You can't go back and say, by the way, we're going to block off Main Street again for a week. Right. It just doesn't happen. But,
so let me ask you something. The economic impact on these race teams has got to be astronomical. What are they... I mean, how are they dealing with this? I mean, I know that some of this stimulus package, $2 trillion, could help. Yeah. But these guys are kind of highly paid guys, as I remember.
They are. And, you know, the teams exist based on sponsorship money. And if you're not giving the sponsor any exposure, you're not going to get paid, I don't think.
Right,
so
right.
NASCAR just early this week has cut the salary 20% to 25% for all their employees, track owners, executives, everybody.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that they don't have to do more than that. But, I mean, imagine the impact once we're back to semi-normal. I mean, we're, you know, the economists have gone well past December 2008 when we had the bailout for the car companies. You know, they've gone past 2008 and explaining what's going to happen and gone straight to the Great Depression of 1929.
Right.
And that's terrifying, you know, for people. Right. I didn't live through it, but my parents did. And it's, you know, it's terrible. I mean, it's the car companies that deal internationally. I mean, just a few days ago, India ordered a full countrywide lockdown for 21 days. Of everybody. That's 1.3 billion people. That's a quarter of the world's population. They can't leave their house. Now, if you're trying to sell cars in India, how do you think that 3 weeks is going to go?
I know. Well, you know what? I saw a car for sale I was interested in at a Toyota dealer over here. Actually, it was a Ford Raptor. And a 2018 wow. Ford Raptor. And I thought, that's not the right place to see that truck. You know.
Right.
And so I thought, I wonder what they want for it. I called them up. And it went straight to voicemail. I was like, oh, my gosh, in the middle of the day. And
wow.
Yeah, so they're basically, you know, you leave a message, and then they call back and try and help deal with whatever problems you're having.
Yeah.
Service departments are, I believe, still open, but the showrooms are getting just decimated.
Have to be.
Yeah.
And one thing I address is when we do get the all clear, how clear are we going to assume that is? I mean, how does that mean fans are going to pack the stands immediately after, you know, Trump says everything's okay? Are you willing to book flights on airlines and book rooms and hotels when you know that the people that went to the St. Petersburg Grand Prix will not get a refund? That was printed on the back of the tickets.
Aye.
No refund. Come back in 2021. Well, you know, some people spend $1,100 on tickets.
Oof.
And they're not happy right now when they're out of work that, you know, that they basically just kept their $1,100. And I'll tell you what, Alan, I was talking to a friend of mine, somebody that whose name you would know, that works for one of the OEMs who sponsors races. And he said that he checked the contract, and many of their contracts are the same way. If, you know, Honda sponsors the Alan Taylor 500, and due to some act of God, it doesn't happen, you still get Honda's money. You get to cash the check and keep it.
Right.
So is Honda coming back to sponsor anything for a while? I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, it's going to have a ripple effect for, I think, a couple of years. You can find Stephen Cole Smith's story about how this coronavirus is going to affect the world of motorsports at grassrootsmotorsports.com. Grassrootsmotorsports.com.
I'll tell you, Alan, when Prince Charles tests positive and when 365 Waffle Houses announce their closing, you know no one is immune.
No one's immune.
So what's going on, man?
Thank you for your perspective, Steve. Stephen Cole Smith, thank you, brother.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Thank
you. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back with Ed Justice Jr. Stay with us.
Tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And don't forget, we are part of Drive Tribe now. Download the app. I've put a bunch of videos up there. It's a worldwide app that is, I mean, it's amazing. The Drive Tribe, you know, of course, Jeremy Clarkson and those guys from Top Gear started it. And I'm getting a lot of comments from Australia and France and all over the world. It's really kind of fun. Ed Justice Jr. joining us. Justice Brothers, America's brand for quality. Ed and I are longtime, old-time friends. And as much as I enjoy being kind of a global concern with our friends at Drive Tribe, we've got a global problem on our hands right now, and there's nowhere to go. Ed said it in the commercial break. I was talking to him for a minute. It's not like you can go somewhere right now. There's not even another planet you can go to because there's no way to get there right now. Even if you could go there, there's nothing there but a ball in the sky. So what are you going to do? We got to figure out how to just continue living our lives, right, Ed?
That's right, Alan. You know, I mean, look, we got into this problem in sort of a fast way, at least when it hit, you know, the accelerated point. I was in Florida from March 4th to March 13th doing a number of different automotive events, the Amelia Island Concours, right, the Drag Racing Hall of Fame. And in that 10-day period, every day there was a new thing, NBA canceling the season, PGA going to have the tournaments without crowds. Then right, a few days later or a day later, whatever it was, it all becomes a blur that now we're not going to have the tournaments at all. Right. Then St. Petersburg IndyCar race would run without a crowd. Then they tested everybody and everybody was clean and the crews and all. And then they said, no, we're not going to run at all. And then Sebring was canceled. And my gosh, we started wondering whether we were going to even be able to get on a flight to come home. And so it accelerated very fast. And looking forward, when are we going to come out of this? Well, nobody knows, but it could happen just as fast. I mean, we're in uncharted territory. I mean, say if you're a retailer, okay, now I'm not in the retail business, but I know people that are, and you have a couple people call in sick, and you only have three people that work in your little retail store and two call in sick, that puts you in a real bind. Well, what if the whole world calls in sick?
Right.
And that's what we've really got going here. It's not that we're all sick, but we all called in that most of the world is shut down. And take the Olympics, for an example. Here you have athletes that have trained all their life, and they're not going to do it. I just read in Automotive News today that Toyota, because they're a huge sponsor and all these other things they had planned for the Olympics, that it could cost them. They could lose about $1 billion Whew. If the games are a no-go.
Right.
Now, this was written before, obviously, the games were a no-go.
Right.
And so, you know, nobody is coming out of this without some scars. But I think looking forward, and we have to look forward, you know, as we've got great people involved in this, what do we learn from this? How do we prepare for something like this going forward? And that leads me to the ownership of a personal automobile. All of a sudden, people that own their automobiles find that they have a little bit better security, a little bit better freedom than those that rely upon mass transit, traveling right. in crowds,
right.
or relied upon Uber, getting in an unknown quantity, or rideshare service.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Forget it, Uber, a rideshare service,
right.
okay? And You know, you think about that, and the move in a lot of urban areas, and look at New York. It's the hardest hit. And is it any shock to anybody if you know anything about Manhattan? No.
Right.
But what do they want to do in a lot of areas? They want to create mini Manhattans. They're doing it in Southern California. So you have to now relook at that and you say, is this really sound policy? I mean, is that really what's best for people going forward, is to have a higher density if something like this, which according to experts, this won't be the last time.
Right.
I mean, we've had it 100 years ago with the Spanish flu and all these other plagues. Should we densify these areas? I mean, really, is that the smartest thing to do? So that and a lot of things about manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, where are they going to be made, you know, better preparedness. I think there's a lot of pain. And look, I understand. I have a lot of friends that are really going through some tough times right now.
Yep.
And hopefully, though, the positive side, because there's always that side, too, is what can we learn from this to go forward to protect us from never having to deal with this in this way again?
Let me just tell you, I've got Kelly Earnhardt going to be on the show next week. Love to have you back and comment after she's on. But, you know, I was there at Daytona when her dad got killed. I had met him that day for the first time, and I shook his hand. I talked to him. And later on that day, he was dead, and it was shocking. It was it sent shockwaves through the automotive world. And whether they were Earnhardt fans or not, it was like, oh my gosh, he's dead. He's gone. It's horrible. But good came from it. The Hans device and smart walls and you know, all these things that have happened since Dale Earnhardt lost his life in racing. All these things have happened because something big happened to somebody that we all loved and looked up to. And I'm going to talk to her about that. Like, you know, what good does she think is going to come from what we're experiencing right now in our world? She's lived it. She watched how many things her dad's life actually changed to make the sport of motorsports better, safer, so that others wouldn't have to lose their lives. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's an excellent example. I mean, look, I remember a few years back, maybe it's 20 years back now, when we had a power outage in the 11 western states. And I remember very clearly, this was the power outage that could not happen.
Right.
It just could not happen. Yep. And you know what? It did.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, we shut down everything because everything's based on electricity. And I remember that every time people talk to me about electric cars.
Yeah.
I just can't get it out of my mind.
I know it. Hang tight, Ed. We're going to talk more on the other side. Ed Justice Jr., Justice Brothers, America's brand for quality. They make a lot of service department products for your car. When your car is getting serviced, probably they're using something from Justice Brothers. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
And our show brought to you in part by Kia, the rough and ready lineup of Kia SUVs. Kia, give it everything. Ed Justice Jr. joining us. Ed was the host of Road and Track Radio when I was the host of Car and Driver Radio, and they were brother and sister publications. And even since that happened, Ed, the world has changed quite a bit. And as Road and Track is, you know, really almost gone. I don't even know what's going on with it these days. Car and Driver still doing pretty good because it's one of those brands I think will outlive and outlast whatever happens in this world. But good to have you back on the airwaves with us here. And you and I have been to the Indy 500 a number of times. A few of my favorite pictures are of you and I doing interviews there with some of the Indianapolis greats, the winners of past winners of the Indy 500. And you are one of the, what they consider one of the old timers. How do they describe what that is? Somebody that's been at least 30 years, every year in a row.
And in order to be considered to be brought into the Indianapolis 500 old timers group, you have to have been involved in the race for a minimum of 20 years at a participant level. You know what I mean? You can't qualify by sitting in the grandstand.
Oh.
You have to have been involved, have to be part of the show, so to speak.
Well,
car owner, sponsor.
How many years you got now,
driver.
Ed? How many?
How many years do I have now?
Yeah.
I've been in the Indy Old Timers 4 years.
Wow.
And at Indy 44 years straight.
Oh my gosh. Well, so you were at Amelia Island. Roger Penske was the honorary guy for the 25th anniversary of Amelia Island Concours just a few weeks ago. And you probably shook his hand and said congratulations, not having any idea that he may have to cancel that 104th running of the Indianapolis 500. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I'm a judge, and so I'm in the judges' room with all the other judges, and these are judges that are the top auto executives, the top automotive designers, automotive experts, and that we're talking about the global world of the car. And we're all in that one room in the golf club area of
Ritz-Carlton,
the venue.
Yeah,
the Ritz-Carlton. And, you know, most everybody was shaking hands, and some did an elbow bump or fist bump or whatever. And, you know, I mean, he sort of knew it. And so at the banquet that night, I saw Roger a few times, talked to him. At the banquet the Saturday night, which is the night before the Concours on Sunday, Bill Warner, who puts on the event, who you know, who's a good friend of mine, he did the interview this year, and he asked Roger, "Oh, tell us about buying the Indy 500. And Roger said, "Well, in light of what's going on, hopefully we'll be able to have the event." Now, when he said that, that was about like, "Oh, yeah, right."
I know, right? Right.
You know, I mean, seriously.
Nothing
had been canceled yet.
Right.
Okay, nothing.
Right.
And you think, "Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's the end of May. Come on. I mean, really?" And, you know, they officially have not announced whether the race has been postponed or canceled. And there's a number of reasons. I mean, again, when you put everybody's schedule on hold, let me just tell you, generally in the auto racing world, when they go back to having live events, NBC has the contract for IndyCar, Indy Racing. They have the contract for sports car racing, IMSA. They will, at that point, be the one that provides the NASCAR racing. And they got just about everything but drag racing. And then they have all their other sports that NBC SP covers. So the problem is, how do we fit all those sports on the air in decent viewing times, not 3 in the morning, in a shortened schedule? And you know, this is something none of us would be thinking of at this point.
I know.
Okay? Because it's the last thing on our minds. Right now, people are worried coming up April 1st here, rent checks and all sorts of other payments. I mean, that's really what's concern for everybody.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot of bills coming due here. And so you don't think about this whole other thing, but I will tell you, talking to people and about, you know, because IMSA's given out their schedule now.
I got about 30 seconds. Give me the last
and
part.
And NHRA's done their schedule.
Yep.
And so, you know, we'll see. But I'm hoping, I'm hopeful that this is going to, we're going to turn the corner and it's going to come out a lot faster than we think.
I'm praying
for that.
I believe you're right. I believe that the cure is already on its way. And I think Trump knows that. All we can do, like you said, is pray. With that, thank you, Ed Justice. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Alan. Nice talking to you.
All right. That's it for this week. Let's all say a prayer. See you next week. Hope things are better.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.